It should be understood to be a real war. And it's not a new war. It's an old war. Furthermore, it's a perfectly conscious war everywhere, but specifically in the United States, where there happens to be, it's a very free country, but it happens to have a highly class-conscious business class, and always has. And it's very free and open, so you have a lot of information about it. They talk, you have their records. And they have long seen themselves as fighting a bitter class war, except they don't want anybody else to know about it. Occasionally, someone else gets the news. Rather famous case, which I'm sure you know, was Doug Fraser about 20 years ago, 1978, I think, when he pulled out of the Labor Management Council and condemned business leaders for, words were roughly like this, for having decided to fight a one-sided class war against working people, the poor, the unemployed, minorities, even members of the middle class, and for having torn up the fragile social compact that had been achieved during periods of growth and prosperity. In fact, had been achieved primarily through rather militant struggle, very militant struggle under harsh conditions back in the 1930s. Now, the only thing wrong with his statement is that it was way too late. That war that he's talking about was initiated as soon as the fragile social compact was established back in the 1930s and very openly. You don't have to go to secret records to find out about it, nor do you have to have been at the wrong end of the clubs when the strikes were broken up in the late 30s to know about it. It was completely public. The reason it's not well known is because neither the educational system nor scholarship like Harvard and so on pay any attention to it. It's not a topic that's studied.